Well, there's a new team in Washington. Time to meet the new team. President Obama has a new national security team. CIA Director Leon Panetta moves over to the Pentagon.
Patriotism and extraordinary management skills that have defined Leon's four decades of service is exactly what we need in our next Secretary of Defense.
And David Petraeus, the general, moves from the Pentagon over to the CIA.
Even as he and the CIA confront a full range of threats, David's extraordinary knowledge of the Middle East and Afghanistan uniquely positions him to lead the agency in its effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
Now, Ryan Crocker is back. He's the new U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, and Lieutenant General John Allen steps up to fill the role left by David Petraeus as commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan. There's plenty to talk about, but here's one issue that really stands out. Are these new appointments, especially between Panetta and Petraeus, a sign that the lines are getting increasingly blurred between our country's soldiers and our spies? Joining us now is 28-year CIA veteran Paul Piller. Paul is Director of Graduate Studies at Georgetown University Center for Peace and Security Studies. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
Paul, first, Leon Panetta goes to the Pentagon. Which Panetta are we looking at here? Panetta the operator, Panetta the former Republican, who's now a Democrat, the spy master, the budget wonk? Which Leon Panetta is going to the Pentagon here?
I think we're seeing the same Leon Panetta that brought a set of skills with him to the CIA job 2 years ago, which includes vast Washington experience, a lot of political savvy, connections on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue, including both sides of the aisle in Congress. We should recall that Mr. Panetta was once a Republican, later
right.
Became a Democrat. Clearly has the ear and confidence of the president. This all served him and the CIA in good stead over these last couple of years, and so the president obviously sees the same advantages for him to move to the Pentagon.
Right, so the spy master goes to the Pentagon, and of course the general comes to the CIA. Now, David Petraeus is not the first general to run CIA, but there have been plenty of complaints inside the agency and from civilians around Washington that the CIA is becoming increasingly militarized. Isn't this sort of an affirmation of that, General David Petraeus to run Central Intelligence?
Well, I would be more relaxed about where the man at the top or woman at the top, although we haven't had one yet, comes from in terms of background. Yes, we have had previous military officers. The most recent one was one of the more successful and respected directors, by the way. That was Michael Hayden, who was an Air Force general, although we should add that he was seen at least as much as an intelligence officer as a military officer. But you look at the patterns of, shall we say, success and failure, or perceived success and perceived failure among past directors, and there hasn't been any particular correlation between whether they've been military or civilian or insider or outsider. So I wouldn't try to generalize too much in that regard.
What does it mean for the CIA in terms of its policy that a general is coming to run it? Does he run it like a top-down sort of military organization, or does he run it as more of a, you know, a traditionally civilian spy organization that is separated from all of the other defense-oriented intelligence agencies that we already have?
I think the kinds of questions that the workforce would be asking themselves at this point would not run so much in that direction, but in a couple of other directions. One, they're going to look at whether General Petraeus, when he goes to Langley, brings with him an entourage of staff and acolytes, and his pattern has been that. You know, he has a coterie of officers, like-minded ones, that he's taken with him to Afghanistan and his other duties. If he does that, and I think it would be a mistake, there's going to be kind of a separation between him and the rest of the agency. The other major thing that is going to be looked at is how does his role fit in with the agency's duty to provide objective analysis on important problems of the day, most notably some ones that General Petraeus has had direct responsibility for, especially the war in Afghanistan.
Because he's made it clear that he wants to stay in Afghanistan for as long as possible with as many troops as possible, and that's not necessarily a White House policy.
Well, it would be not just a matter of that kind of policy difference, but also how might analysis on Afghanistan shed light, perhaps an unfavorable light, unavoidably, on what our military strategy has been. Well, General Petraeus, even though he's giving up the command, is going to continue to have a personal stake in how this is all perceived. And we're going to have to watch that side very carefully.
And that's Afghanistan, but just as important is Pakistan. Now, David Petraeus and Leon Panetta both have close ties within Pakistan. Who's going to be leading contacts before we let you go, Paul Pillar, with Pakistan? The former spy master who's now at defense, Leon Panetta, or the general from Afghanistan who's now at CIA?
Unavoidably, they're both going to have to be heavily involved. And as the former director of national intelligence, Dennis Blair, observed a couple of days ago, there's really not much effective difference between whether you're firing Predator drone missiles on one side of the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan, or you do it on the other side. The way we've worked things out, the CIA does it on one side and the Pentagon does it on the other side. But to the Pakistanis, that's not going to make much difference.
They won't necessarily see the difference. Well, Pakistan is going to be maybe the most important key in this entire thing. Paul Pillar, Director of Graduate Studies at Georgetown University Center for Peace and Security Studies, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.